الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Peace and blessings on His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون. وقال تعالى: قل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون وستردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. وقال تعالى: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. وقال تعالى: سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Praise be to Allah. After praising Him, brothers and sisters, of course we're in a difficult situation, a kind of situation the world hasn't faced like this, perhaps for a long period of time, and certainly not as the world as a whole, and ourselves being in lockdown as well. And things can get depressing, especially when winter sets in, and with its depressing situation of being in lockdown can sometimes make us think negatively, as we should be reflecting, but sometimes it can produce laziness and produce bad character as well in our interaction with one another. And how many reports are we reading in the papers and seeing on the media about more fights between husband and wives, and more trouble in families, and people getting more depressed and anxious, etc. No doubt that shows that they are trying and testing times. But this is the time, is it not, brothers and sisters, for us to dig deep. This is what Iman is really about. Yeah, it's not that I'm saying believers don't face anxiety and feeling down and mental illness and need help with that and counselling and but support, but also digging deep for all of us, whether we need the help of health professionals or not, for all of us, digging deep down to our faith, relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing the reality of life, and what Iman, this is what Iman is really about. It is really in these times to get us through these difficult times, where faith is such a powerful and important tool. It's not just because of its power, because actually this faith is the truth, of who we are, where we come from, and where we're heading. So I say, and on top of that, of course, there's all around us people falling ill, people falling seriously ill, people dying as well. So that adds to the, of course, the difficulty and the trial that we're facing. But dunya is trial, is it not, brothers and sisters? And at times will come where it's more poignant and where it's more in the face, the trial. And perhaps these are some of the times. But as we face those trials, and even when death is around us, and some of us who are older or perhaps got underlying health conditions, worried about catching COVID and death, nevertheless, it's not a time to resign and have negative thoughts and just let time either go by or waste time or sit around idle, waiting either for the world to open up so we can get up and do something, or waiting for the worst case scenario to happen. This is a negative way of looking at it. The reality is, while we breathe and while the heart is beating in our bodies, we have opportunity, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut," every soul shall taste death. That's a fact. It's a given fact. Yeah, It's a given fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates life, He creates death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and reminds of that constantly throughout the Quran, our mortality. But what does He say after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in various places, but in this place in the Quran, Allah says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. So every soul will face death. Yeah. So, and we try you and test you with something of bad and something of good as a way of testing and trial. And to us is the return of all of you. Subhanallah. You know, those few words actually sum up the whole of life. Yeah. We're alive, but we're going to die. And the life we're being given is Allah testing us with something of good, something of negative and something of positive, yeah, as a test. All of it is a test. And in the end, yeah, Allah saying that to us is your return. So that in itself shouldn't be a surprise for us to find ourselves in these kind of situations. But the test is still carrying on. That means that we need to be busy. Believers are those who see opportunity in this. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. So race and run towards the forgiveness of your Lord. سَابِقُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Another part of the Quran, Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and vie with one another, compete with one another for the forgiveness of your Lord. Yeah. And how's that done? But by it means a life of activity, a life of using the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And as I mentioned before at the beginning, the verse, قُلِ اعْمَلُوا, say, do good deeds, فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Soon Allah will see your deeds, yeah, what you have done, وَرَسُولُهُ, and so will His messenger, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and the believers, all will see it on يَوْمُ الْقَيَامَةِ, on the Day of Judgment, soon. In other words, it's not far away. وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, and you will all be presented before the one who knows all that which, who has full knowledge of all that which is open and that which is hidden. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, all that which is hidden and all that which is open. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, and then he will inform you of all that you used to do. Yeah, not what you did, but all that you used to do, meaning throughout your life. That's what's going to be presented. And when we've got that facing us, so it is as the beginning of the verse says, striving to do good works, be active, be positive, make a contribution while you still got breath and life in your body. Isn't that the case? In good things, in good works, brothers and sisters, and this is an opportunity. So good works begin at home. Even if we're lockdown, brothers and sisters, the way the world is nowadays with social media can be used for negative things and wasting our time just playing games, for example. I'm not saying playing games is haram. Of course, it depends on what game you play. But just be playing games constantly, and I'm talking to the young and old, hour after hour, day after day, or just watching TV or watching films or watching programs or just chatting constantly, social chit-chat throughout the day, taking photos or selfies and sending them around. Is this producing good works, really? We really need to have a serious look at ourselves in the mirror. What am I doing with my life? All of us need to ask this, brothers and sisters. Think about and reflect on what we're doing. Is it going to be good works before God? Are they going to have any weight on the Day of Judgment, what I'm spending my life doing in all the hours that I've got? Whereas the good works can be actually the way we behave with one another at home, as brothers and sisters, as children with parents especially, and as parents with their children, with the patience and forbearance, as husband and wives with one another. Yeah, all that is part of good works. Yeah, in other words, a good character and love begins at home, does it not, brothers and sisters? And our iman is tested from home as well. Yeah, so all of that can still take place and should be taking place. And our salat that we do should be reminding us of that as we move away, do salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, salamu alaykum, at home, and hope we try and pray together some of the prayers together. Then that is a reminder for us of how we behave in between the salat, is it not? So good works, that's part of good works. Using social media for good, yeah, maybe for listening to something like you're perhaps listening to this now as a reminder. Maybe learning something useful. And it can be positive in any field of life which is useful. Yeah, doesn't have to be just about Hadith and Quran. But Hadith and Quran, of course, is good. But it can be learning through social media, useful skills. Yeah, all that's possible. Yeah. But wasting time is a negative, of course, isn't it, brothers and sisters? And it's in the category of what Shaitan wants us to do. Good works, part of that, we can still give charity, however little we're able to in these difficult times, because it's all done through social media and things, with the right intention, with sincerity, for the pleasure of Allah SWT, to help others who are much worse situation than we are. And so I remind myself and remind you, these are all part and parcel, brothers and sisters, of good works. Being available for people on social media, whether they're having family problems, personal problems, to be able to help them sincerely, if we have got the time and the ability to be able to do that. That's part of it as well. So all of us have got opportunity to do these good works. And the attitude of believers, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows in the Quran, the attitude of believers, despite doing good works, despite giving of themselves, which is the essence of what belief and faith in God is about. It's about giving to others, which is going to mount up the good deeds, is it, brothers and sisters? Not how we take from others and how we are full of greed and selfishness and selfness about me, 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 whether it's through selfies. It's an appropriate name, isn't it? Selfie. Yeah, that's a very appropriate name about just self-grandeur and praise and looking for praise of others. Yeah, this is a very superficial and a false world. We don't need to get sucked into. We need to be more serious and realize that life is much more precious and much more serious than that, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, I'll finish with this. What I started with, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ, those who give whatever they give, meaning give to others, and that can be financial or otherwise, whatever we're able to give, despite that giving, وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ, yet their hearts are still full of awe and fear and trembling. Even though they're giving and doing good things, of giving of themselves, they are selfless, in other words, for Allah's sake. He's talking about good people. Yet still, because of their humility and sincerity, their hearts are filled of awe and fear. Why? أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ, because they know that they are those who are returning unto their Lord. In other words, they're afraid, they're returning to the Lord. What they're going to say when they have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite them being busy in giving. Yeah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say after that? He says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, such are the ones, they are the ones who are racing towards doing khayrat. Yeah? All that which is good. They are racing. So in that racing is the idea of not sitting around idly wasting life, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Yeah. Those are the ones who are racing in doing good works. وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ, and they are the ones who are foremost in doing that. Yeah. In foremost in doing that. Leading the way in doing that. Competing for good works. That's the description of believers who love Allah, who realize the opportunities of life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are racing to do good works. And it is not the amount, brothers and sisters, it could be only a few pence. Yeah, and I tell young and old that you give to the poor, yeah, regularly, yeah, because that's what you're able to give. But that selflessness and giving to others is the attitude, the very essence of the truth of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for believers to follow. Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are selfless and make us of those who are beneficial and of benefit to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us kind, generous and forgiving and merciful to others. Allahumma ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.